We were talking yesterday, a number of people contacted us on the programme, including some tourists who were resident in the centre of Killarney over last weekend, giving out and complaining about the huge noise levels from boy racers ripping up the streets going through the town at all hours of the day and night. Former Killarney councillor Sean Coonan got in touch with us as well, says it's an ongoing problem and that boy racers are speeding around the town. Nothing seems to be done to stop them. I spoke to him and asked him if the situation is getting worse over the years instead of getting better.
It is, unfortunately, it is, Johnny. For the last year, you know, when the outside dining was there, there was a lot of complaints by people around the town. And unfortunately, it is a problem, and there's nothing really else. I presume that the local council, if anybody can do about it, I'd imagine that is a public order situation, like, you know. And like we've been coming to as residents in the Park Road Estate for years in relation to this situation, like, you know. And it's not all people that are coming in from far away and stuff like that. Is that there's a few locals, there's a few cars that are that locally up and down the road every night, like all hours of the night, like, you know. And it's very unfair to the residents in the Park Road area and stuff like that, like, you know. For instance, along that particular stretch of the road, had to kind of, put up fences and stuff like that to try and keep people out of the courtyards and stuff like that, you know. And the one thing that I find amazing about it is that if you take a car into, for an NCT test, you know, I'm quite sure that the way these cars are put together, they wouldn't go through that test. Now, I'm no expert in relation to the cars and things like that, but I'd imagine so that they wouldn't go through the NCT. So if they would go through the NCT, the question that I would ask them is that how come that they're allowed on the public road? Surely there's a noise pollution factor into the situation as well, but this has gone on right up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, like, you know.
Yeah, and there's no escape for the residents. You're in town, it's busy at the best of times, especially during the summer, but 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, these cars going through, it just makes life a misery.
That makes it amazing, and it's amazing going now that there's headache coming from residents in the Park Road area, plus the fact of tourists staying in bedrooms and things like that. If you have a warm night and you have to open a window or something like that, you can forget about sleep because this thing is going on and going on and going on, you know.
Is it a question of enforcement, Sean? I mean, the Gardaí have equipment. There are sound limiters, and you can do a test on the decibel level of a car, and you can take action if it's found to be too loud, which a lot of these cars are.
Yeah, well, my opinion, Jerry, like I said to you, I'm no expert in relation to the rules of the road and all these kinds of such things. Like, but I would imagine that it is a noise pollution problem. It is some alterations of the car. If the car wouldn't go through an NCT with these alterations and it's driving up and down the streets at night, therefore the powers that be must introduce the law as far as I'm concerned in relation to situations like that, because, you know, this conversation has been going on since I was in the town council 20 years ago or more. You know, it's gone on and on and on.
Yeah, and as well as you know, Garda exactly. Enforcement there to try and tackle this problem.
Exactly. And you know, if you're not just talking about weekends here at Hanover, Jerry, like you're talking about the situation going on during the week as well, like, you know, maybe not as many numbers of people gathering midweek, but it's still going on midweek, like, you know?
Yeah, and you feel it's getting worse. It's more of a problem than it used to be.
I do, and I feel that maybe we're getting a bit older and that they're overstressed in relation to the fact that they have to, you know, serve all the way down to Castlevine and everything else, like, you know, but surely be to God, there's some couple of guys in Killarney at night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to tackle this problem. You know, and maybe once would be a job, and if you can impound the cars, impound them, or, you know, issue the penalties that are there under the law, which will maybe send out a message that this won't be tolerated.
Well, that's the most important thing, that the message actually goes out to them and says, look, lads, this is not going to be tolerated in urban areas or around the towns anymore, you know? And the trouble is that you don't want to be driving out into the country or whatever, like, you know, but, you know, like, you hope that common sense would prevail and that these individuals would understand that what they're doing is creating a nuisance, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to bother them, you know?
Yeah. Do you think they're not aware or they just don't care that, you know, towns, all right, they're commercial centres, they're busy centres, there's pubs, nightclubs and restaurants, but there's also residents, lots of them living in Killarney Town.
Yeah, well, I suppose now, Johnny Jensen, so that I'd imagine like, that, like you and I, they listen to the radio and they read the paper, and they have been aware of the complaints of residents over the years, and if they cared, I think that, you know, they might try to do their business far a bit different, a little bit quieter, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't seem to care, I suppose, is the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And we're talking about the price of petrol and everything, so being so expensive and the whole lot, it's amazing how that doesn't even deter them.
Yeah, that's having no impact, the price of diesel and petrol on them.
No, and I mean, like, if you had a youth, they want to work in the morning, and then he's stopped up and he has his taxes out of date, and this or something the other, like, I mean, he's pulled in and there's no problem doing it, but as no one seems to have an interest in apprehending or dealing with these fellows all over the night.
Yeah.
That's the most annoying thing for us as residents of the Park Road area. And indeed now for the business people in the town.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, listen, thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning.
All right, Johnny, God bless.